Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Man, we're neck deep into summer. Grills are hot, smokers are smoking, and it is time to create some envy in your backyard with your grill. I'm Jop. And he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. It's the smokiest show on the radio, man. So we're glad you tuned in. We don't know if you found us accidentally or if you're an appointment listener and you just wait for us every Saturday morning or Sunday. But we're awful happy you're here.
So Barbecue Bob, this week, we always start out with, what'd you grill this week that was cool, unique, or different? And I got one. And actually, I was very proud about how it turned out. Basically, real simple three-ingredient recipe, which are some of the best ones that I do. And I start out with a skinless, boneless chicken breast, a little bit thicker one, not those paper-thin ones you get at the big box stores, right, but a big, thick one. I stuck the end of a paring knife in there and created a little pocket, kind of laid it on its side, went halfway top to bottom, and running my knife back and forth a little bit, created a little pocket. And then I took and I put spinach and artichoke dip, prepared by a store.
That's funny.
Right? Prepared by a store, stuffed it inside of there, and then took bacon, and I used thin bacon when I wrap with bacon because it cooks better, and I wrapped this chicken breast in bacon all the way around it, and then so I got three ingredients. I got a skinless, boneless breast, stuffed with spinach artichoke dip, wrapped with apple wood smoked bacon.
And how did you like it?
I put it on the smoker.
Oh.
And set it there because I with the dip inside, I didn't want to have to turn it.
Right.
And with the bacon, it'll fall off.
Right.
So I did this on the smoker, got it to 165
about,
internal temperature.
About an hour.
And I was at about a 300 degree smoker. It's a little warmer than smoke, but at first it smoked. And then at
just
the end
nice
of the day,
light
the
amount of
bacon,
smoke.
The bacon gets, it congeals, right, and cooks down, and it's sealed in that stuff. And boy, was that juicy and wonderful.
Nice.
And you put that on the plate, and it just, you draw across that with a knife, and you got that ooey gooey spinach artichoke dip with a piece of chicken with some bacon around it. Dude, it was a home run.
You could even finish that off with a little sweet glaze on that bacon, or some sort of pepper jelly or something.
Yep, right.
But you told me about that earlier this week, and I just started laughing my head off because I had recently, the day before, bought some spinach artichoke dip. We had people coming over, and I remember dipping some, we love doing, you know, just with crackers or pumpernickel bread or whatever, but we get our Triscuits because they're healthy.
Right.
And putting gobs of that dressing on it.
Yeah, they were healthy. Yeah.
And I remember looking at it thinking, man, would this be nice to stuff something with like a jalapeno or something? I got to try it.
Yeah.
So now I definitely want to try it because my suspicion was correct.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
That's cool.
And because they were smoked and they were slow cooked, they didn't dry out.
Right.
Indirect heat.
Right.
So in the bacon
kept them juicy.
Bacon kept them juicy.
Bacon's good for everyone.
Yeah, right. And the bacon gets crispy enough that when you slice it, it falls off a little bit so you can get a little bite of bacon with the chicken. Oh, yeah, it was just good.
That's cool.
Just
it's funny
good,
because, you know, I think chicken's an easy go-to. It's if you're having people come over or whatever, everybody's safe with chicken. You know, sometimes you serve steak and somebody's like, well, I don't do red meat or, you know, only eat me once. You know, so to go simple.
Those are the only people that come to my house once, though, right?
And to save a little money, chicken's a nice way to go. I had the Whites over, my friend Greg White and Greg and Barb.
I know Greg and Barb. From
church, yep. And Greg, actually, I met him when I put my pool in. He sold me my fencing. He had left the engineering firm he's with and gone to sell fence for a large local company for a while. And he came out and measured and sold me a beautiful Jarrah fence that's been around my pool for 15 years now. Well, I'm making changes back there, as you see. I mean, there's dirt everywhere, and we're tearing everything up and trying to remake our whole house. So I thought I'd add on to my trauma and finish getting that fence the way it really should be now with the changes we made to the deck. So, and of course, he knows that business well. He's a landscape architect.
Right.
He's just awesome. So I thought, well, I'll bribe him with a little dinner and a couple cocktails.
So semi-free advice.
So they came over, and we had a wonderful night. And I did something very common, only I didn't use Italian dressing. I made up one out of some old world olive, some oils. I used the basil oil, and I used an apricot, or no, their plum balsamic reduction. And I threw some the shish kebab seasonings, and I threw some bay leaf, some thyme, some pepper, and some garlic in it, and I marinated that chicken overnight. Oh, and I threw some red wine in that I've been hanging on to because I don't really care for it.
Well, it's good for marinating.
You know, it's a cab sauv that does not work, but it's wine, so why waste it? And that chicken, and then as it was finishing off, I did it on my Cajun grill on some nice charcoal.
Yep.
As it was finishing off, I shredded some nice fresh Parmesan, and I just layered all of them with Parmesan and shut the lid for an extra 15 minutes. And remarkably, the thighs and the full bone-in, skin-on breasts all came due about the same time. They all finished off. I got the breasts up to 165, and by then the thighs were 180. Perfect, right where I like them.
You get that thigh to 180, and what you've done is you've taken all the chance of when you cut that joint across where the leg and the thigh meet. Sometimes there's a little blood in there, and it's not going to hurt you when you're at 180, but it doesn't exist when you're at 180.
If you're 160, not only that, but all that connective tissue from those millions of muscles in a thigh, they're all gone, and it's just a beautiful, tender, juicy piece of meat because it was skin on.
Right.
So then I finished them off, and anyway, Greg was eating a whole breast, and after dinner, he said, I think that's the best chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to hear. That's like, great. And, I'm doing that again then.
So now let's talk about my fence.
Now we never even got to talking about it. We sat down and talked about the trips we take and just had fun, and he took a five-minute meander out there. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
But that was fun. Of course, last night you were at my house, and I bought four bushels. No, I don't know how much
it was. Like
it was.
25 pounds of asparagus, right? I mean, it was a lot of asparagus.
I got a deal on it at Clackles up in Greenville, Michigan, and it was like 3 pounds for $3 or $4 or something.
Right.
It was a phenomenal deal. It's that big orchard just west of Greenville. It's an honor system, so you just take what you want and you throw the money in this steel thing.
Yeah, isn't that the best?
It's awesome.
Yeah. And
it's
people
awesome.
People respect it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was awesome. And it was hand snapped, you know,
that day kind of thing.
Beautiful asparagus. So my daughter Maggie and her boyfriend Christian came over because Christian loves pickled anything. He's like me, you know, and loves to hunt. He's a great guy. And so he's like, couldn't wait to make some asparagus. So we had a ball. And thank you for stopping in and bringing a little
Quality extra, control.
Bringing a little extra wine for the event. That was nice of you. You're always good like that.
Well, you know, so some things I'm good
now,
at.
And now you got to see a canning process, which was
new to me.
Yeah.
Right? It's just myself and Michelle, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like we have this big garden and I'm used to canning anything.
Well, your mom probably can.
She did. Growing up, we
but
ate
you never
all that
paid
stuff
attention
all the time.
To
no.
It.
I ate the hell out of it, but I didn't ever make it. That was then. This is now. Now
that's
I'm
cool.
intrigued by it. Because it is a process, and it's something that you can enjoy these fresh vegetables all year long.
Well, and also, if you notice, I was going out to my smokers. I've got butts on the smoker because as soon as we get done here this morning, I'm heading to Detroit to a Parkinson's fundraiser. So I'm supplying barbecue for a bunch of people over there.
Yeah, pretty cool. Coming up next, it's the perfect steak. Stick with us. We'll be back.